All right, welcome to the, I guess you'd say emergency or special meeting on August 6th, 2024. We will have a pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Goode, seconded by Mr. Sheridan. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 3-0. Administrator's report, none?
Nope.
Public comment? Anybody have a public comment?
Move.
I can be brief if you'll entertain me.
Yep.
James Kelly, 363 Mentor Boulevard in Palmyra. And I'm obviously here today both as a human, a citizen, and as a school board representative. And I just wanted to articulate how profoundly grateful I am for you all making the time to have this meeting. Of course, we have the staff here to talk about sort of like how we got here, et cetera. But I think it goes a tremendous way at describing our partnership. The fact that last night when Mr. Fairchild called me at 8 o'clock, I had no idea that teams were in motion to help us expedite a project that we all believe in and that we want to see finished, even though it has timing and cost implications, and that you all were willing to move your schedules around to help us see this cross the finish line by our deadline. And so I'll note that, information works funny ways and communication sometimes takes different branches, and I'm down for that. And as a consequentialist specifically, we're getting this project done and assuming how things go today in time for our first game. But I just am profoundly grateful for the partnership and the way that it manifested, particularly in this case, is really fabulous. So I just want to thank you all.
Thank you. By the way, I noticed when you said I'm a human, you looked down at Moose.
He's probably referring to me.
I thought it might be too far out there for you all, so okay. I can take a beat.
All right, seeing nobody else, we will move on to action matters. FY25 Savannah County High School Track CIP Supplemental Appropriation. Mr. Stribling?
Or Dr. Grutzak.
Or Dr. Grutzak.
Yes, thank you. And I think that was really well said, Dr. Kelly. I feel the same way.
Just let me know when we want to go to the next slide.
Okay, well, we'll run through these. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to see them. This is just a summary of where we were on the outset with the project. We didn't have any indication, although there were certainly discussions about what it would cost to do the milling that we are now here asking to support. But no level of probability that we would find, or that the company would find the cracks that they did under the surface. So I just wanted to get us all on the same page with where we were originally. So this is just a quote from the letter that we received on July 26th from Recorton. It's just indicating that they have found the cracks in the surface of the asphalt, some deeper than others, some wider, some longer than others, but it was such that they did not feel like it was, they didn't have the confidence to put the track down on top of that asphalt and still guarantee their product the way they would. So we were kind of left with two paths. Well, this is just a few pictures. And, I'll say it's likely that probably a lot of the damage that we were repairing, you remember over the past several years, we've been patching cool places $60,000-$70,000 a year, probably due to water that was collecting because of those cracks that really need to be fixed. So we have two options. One would be to move forward with the project as it's currently scheduled without repairing the asphalt and forego the warranty. And I've got some information about the warranty here in just a minute. Or the other would be to do the remediation and then put the track down on the new asphalt and realize the full warranty. So this is just information about the warranty. The standard issue warranty with this product is 5 years. You can see what it covers. I'm not gonna read that to you. Lifespan, there's a spray that we're able to use if we repair the cracks and and maintain the track according to the schedule that will be given to us when we put the track down. And they say that it will have longevity of about 20 years, and at about 9 to 12 years, we would apply this spray surfacing in order to realize that full 20. So, we're asking for the cost of the repair, $20,000 of contingency. Now, the contingency would cover, and originally when we were going to meet with you on Wednesday, I had folks from Recording that were going to be here. They'll do a better job of this than I. But there are, if they get into this milling project and they find specific places, localized places where they have to go deeper, they would charge us $65 per square foot to do that damage control. Now, they've given us an indication that it would be rare for that to cost anywhere near $20,000. That said, I don't know what they're going to find, and they don't know exactly what they're going to find, and they're not going to guarantee me an amount that I can give you. So I'm asking for 20. That's the only science behind that, is the conversations that we've had with Recording and the information that they've given us regarding the work that they would do to repair those patches. They do not believe they're going to find any, and if they do find some, they believe it's going to be a very minimal load. So we think that would be more than enough to cover anything that they find. The potential offset I'm offering, I've told you before, I always want you to feel confident that when we tell you we need something, we really need it, and if there is an opportunity, we're coming back and asking for a significant amount of money. Now, obviously, it was beyond our control to know what they were going to find. There's no way we could have known that. But at the same time, there is, so the committee, that the CIP committee that reviewed this has chosen a steel blue color. There's some pictures of that. It's essentially a cosmetic upgrade. I'm not asking the board to make this decrease, and I want to be clear also, because of the schedule, and we're up against a tight time frame, we're trying to hit our first home game and still do the project to fidelity. But I'm here, I've spoken to all of our school board members, one is here, but I can't tell you that they haven't voted on this. So I don't know how they feel about the upgrade to the blue, or the downgrade rather to black. But I do want to just make it clear, as we're asking you for more money, that if it is of interest, we would be able to talk about $28,000 savings if we downgraded to black. I think that people would be very disappointed in that. And again, I'm not representing the school board in making that, and I'm not asking for that. I just want you to understand that. If you fund the full amount, you'd be funding the committee's choice of blue.
So, Dr. Kretz, the 220, 221 includes, and I'm counting it, the track repair and contingency, that includes the upgrade to blue still?
So there's no, yes. So the upgrade to the blue was the original project that you funded. It has blue. Mm-hmm. Separate from that is a repair cost and a contingency cost. So that has nothing to do with what you originally funded.
So yeah, if we downgraded to black, it would be 221 minus 28.
Yes. That's right.
Correct. Okay. That's right. Yep.
And so, and then potentially that contingency of 20 might not get used up.
Yeah, it may not be all realized. Yeah, yeah. So maybe it's 5,000. Maybe it's the full 20. Yeah. Or maybe it's something.
So right now the plan was to have it blue.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And that's my request. My request is to leave it like it is. I want to be clear. But I also want to be transparent with you, and just as we're coming here asking for your partnership to take care of this with an unforeseen cost, that is something that we could do that would make that more palatable to this point. So let me stop there. Do you have anything to add?
I think you covered it.
Okay. Any questions for me?
And then the funding piece, I just put it from unassigned fund balance, since it's a kind of a high amount in the capital project. That just seemed the most sense of where it would come from this circumstance.
Well, I mean, we knew this was a possibility by the way that they had come to us and said we could find issues. That's the only thing I'll say about that. And we thought we were going to be able to do it at the cheapest amount. at least it's not, the whole thing has to be milled and it's $500,000, at least it's only an inch and a half has to be milled.
And just to be clear, I want to follow up on this, and I believe it was my conversation with Dr. Kelly last week, that the middle school track project is significantly under budget right now, correct? Is that still the case, or?
You know, it is, yes. It looks like it's under budget. The reason I'm hesitant to say anything is for the same reason that this, they haven't done any of this work there yet. Uh-huh. And so I would be nervous to tell you, oh, we think we're going to save this much at the middle school and then have them do this and then come back with something else. Yeah. But if nothing unforeseen happens at the middle school, we do look like we are about $150,000 or $160,000 in that.
And I did provide that information to these board members, not to hog trade with you all. I was right. Very clear about that also. But more of a, this is where we're headed right now. It could realize the entire amount, or we could hit a snafu and it could be zeroed out. But in good faith and partnership, I just wanted you all to know kind of where we were, where we're at, and just to make sure that you knew that there's a potential of us coming back with more cash in hand for you.
Just one other point, though, is that track has, because of the drainage issues, has had long periods of time that have been underwater in parts of it. So I will not be surprised if we come back with something else after they actually mill it. Right now, we'd still be okay, but I'm just saying, you know, Mr. Sheridan.
And there, they're milling the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're taking the whole thing up. So that's already built. That's the one thing that I feel comfortable with. The thing that gets me is the drainage and how they're going to fix the drainage, because that's, I think, is the most,
where?
The biggest, at the middle school. I didn't even know this, Mr. Fairchild, and you and I both played it. There are pipes underneath both sidelines. I thought there was only that one over in the far visiting corner.
Yeah.
And, but there was another box originally built on the home sidelines in front of the white building. Yeah. In fact, there were four drain pipes on each corner. But, yeah, like I said, that's what they explained to me this spring when they came down and looked at it. I was down there.
Speaking of drainage, and you know, not to tell anybody what you already know, but so I went out there just before coming here, and I saw one. I guess the probably the core samples where the holes were drilled in the center.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay. I saw it yesterday.
But definitely those drains were clogged up and have been for a long time that run down the sides of the field. And if water is an issue, and water getting in these cracks and all, I would make it on my list to be sure that there's something in place to get those things cleaned out with some scheduled frequency. But anything else?
And just, I mean, and maybe should we just say for the public record, I mean, the reason we're doing the special call meeting.
The reason we're doing special call meeting is we have to have, I believe it is 14 days for it to sit to, and if we don't start before this hurricane gets here, then that's going to put us maybe the day of, maybe the day after, maybe the day before, where we finish. And by calling this meeting, I think the group is ready to start tonight. Mr. Morris told me that at the convocation this morning. We give them the okay today, they start tonight, and they'll get at least 2 days of work in before the hurricane gets here.
I mean, sounds like bottom line was we do it today, try to get that first home game in.
Yes.
And otherwise, we're probably looking at having to move that first home game.
And we're already off one home game.
Right.
We only have four home games instead of five. So if we lose that one, then we're not at home for the first month of the season. I think the next three are all away.
And it seemed that the votes were there to fund it, so the votes were there that could keep them.
They're going to be there tomorrow night at Wednesday.
That would affect that game then.
That's where they're, why not get it done?
Instead of waiting until tomorrow night at the normal meeting, we can do it now. They can start to work tonight.
And I'll say also, the hurricane is a factor for me. I wasn't real comfortable about doing the emergency meeting, but it was already, what if we get rain right when we're ready to start? And then suddenly we know we're going to get
6-7 inches of rain, what they call it.
Yeah.
All right, anybody?
I'll make a motion. I move the Board of Supervisors approve a supplemental appropriation of $221,000 from unassigned fund balance for the Fluvanna at fiscal year 25 for Valley County High School track resurfacing milling CIP.
Second. Motion made by Mr. Shannon, seconded by Mr. Goode. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Aye.
Sorry about that, Mr. Hodge. Thought Moose was talking.
Okay, chair votes aye. Passes 4-0-1.
And then for the record, Mr. Hodge is participating remotely, and we have three board members here in person for the meeting.
Mr. O'Brien was out of town.
Correct.
All right.
The other thing would be
second round.
What's it? Second round.
Yeah.
Only other thing would be second round of public comment. Anything new you want to say?
That was scary.
Really? All right. Seeing none. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Sheridan, second by Mr. Goode. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Hodge?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Passes 4-0-1.